Welcome to The Monopool, the Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. We're our storytelling game master may or may not let us live another week.
Bro, you just hit a button on.
Yeah, I've got it.
So, yeah. Here's the there's the intro or there's the subject line.
What the fuck? Oh right, Manipool. Ashley, I love you.
Oh my goodness.
So, immediately, in all caps, what the fuck, guys? Bang, exclamation point, or bang, question mark, bang, question mark, bang, question mark, bang, question mark, bang, question mark. Oh, seriously, bang, question mark, bang, question mark, bang, question mark, bang, question mark. I guess that's a terabang, but it's more fun to say it this way. And terabang, a terabang, a terabang, a terabang, a terabang. In proper case, also, I called it, Kai says, in all caps, he loves her, he fucking loves her, he fucking said it, he loves, sure he said he loves all of them, but he said it to her first, he fucking loves her, and I will be goddamn if they won't be together.
So we know who she ships.
And that's the email.
Oh, that's beautiful. My god.
Oh. There's the intro.
That's thank you,
Ashley.
Wow, that's
Ashley, we love you.
I need to go back and binge listen to all those episodes before Saturday, clearly, because I have no idea what the hell has happened.
Yeah.
Ashley, you are the best. Please keep emailing us.
Right. Oh my god, I love her so much.
And it might not be like 2 months before she hears this one.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you, Ashley.
Hello and welcome to the Manipool.
It's been a bit since I got to do that, and last week was lame because Carrie just kind of muttered it. To the Geek.io live play role-playing podcast, I am your host, CJ. I've missed you guys.
We missed you too, Scream Daddy.
Yeah.
If you want something screamed, don't ask the person with a light lyric voice to do it. Right?
You get me, the guy who is not afraid to yell at the top of his lungs with his children sleeping right next door. Joining me, as always, is children right next door, Dale.
Hey-ho!
Light lyric-y voice, Carrie.
Hi.
According to her son, screechy voice, Rachel.
Hi.
Bare naked lady, Raul.
Hello.
And hey, look, it's a cat, Felix. Muted Felix.
Nah, no, the Zoom window just disappeared on me and I couldn't find it.
It zoomed away.
I don't know where my cat is. How did you know?
Always the cat.
It's always a cat.
Dude, where's my cat?
And that was Josh.
Hey-o.
So, there was like only three of us last week, so what the hell happened? I legitimately don't know.
We had dinner.
Well, you missed out on a great dinner.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't been here for like 9 months, so...
That is also true.
Pretty much, the prince knows.
Okay.
The prince knows what Remy is.
Yeah, and full-on, like, stopped the guard from doing anything with him. He's like, nope, this person is a hero. Leave him alone.
Aww. Good boy, prince. Also, there is no way Josh would continuously endanger a robot.
Well, at least not off camera.
Exactly. Hey, look, one of your Gundams is falling.
I actually fell for that too. I was like,
CJ's gonna be the first to die.
You're right.
Calabras is all fancy.
Oh,
fancy.
It was amazing.
Well, you still are fancy, so they'll get to see it.
I don't know why they only served us soup water or water soup.
Soup water.
Yeah, it was like a little bowl that was on.
Coming
on
to your vegan restaurant next week. Soup.
I believe the proper term is broth.
No. It was just water. I don't know why people were putting their hands in it. I just drank it straight.
Aww.
He drank the finger bowls.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, it was great because you had Calabras being all super fancy, Velfreya normal, and Fragul like completely just rolled out of bed and wrapped himself in a bed sheet.
Trying to be nice.
We also had to keep the fish away from him.
Yeah. And we're going to look for a magic boat, you guys.
I'm right here.
Ooh. Oh, but before we find the boat, we hear music. The carnival's in town.
Yay, carnival!
Where's the kazoo? There we go. Like, the fact that you didn't immediately reach for the kazoo.
Right? I was going to go get my drum and just do.
There's still time. There's still time.
No, this bit is past.
I'm not having a
lot. It's over. Go home.
Do we want to do a quick mailbag, or you want to wait till after this session?
I thought you were going to just attach that to the top of it.
Okay, never mind.
We recorded that for a reason.
Did we?
Yes.
We want to redo this? Because I have it. This is the best email I have physically ever received.
I have it.
Okay.
No!
But just to reiterate, we got another email from Ashley.
By the way, you've already heard it, so there's that.
Yeah, but it's still new for us, and I love getting her emails so freaking
always
much.
Fishing our minds.
Ashley, just never change.
You are a delight, and we heart you.
Just nothing better than wrapping up a show and then saying, "What the fuck?" Oh yeah, also Manipool. Oh man. So without further ado then, so the carnival is coming. Let's go ahead and part the veil of reality. The veil? The veil of reality.
The veel of reality. It's quite tender.
By the way, you wanna know the one meat that I will never possibly eat in real life is veal, because I cannot stand the fact of eating baby cows.
Oh, I suppose. Okay, that's fair.
That is the one meat. Like I, you guys know me. I am the world's nicest meat-eating vegan. But
I don't think those two words mean what you think they mean.
Yes, they do. But veal is just the one thing. It's a hard no for me. Like, and it has been since I was little. But sorry.
Do you think vegan?
All right, let's go ahead and begin. Josh, take us away.
Well, as previously mentioned, when last we left the majority, or well, actually roughly half of our band of adventurers, you know, PC-wise, NPCs notwithstanding, they had just left their dinner with the prince. Everything was fine and dandy. They had some plans coming up, but they were slightly, shall we say, distracted by the fact that the wondrous wagons have come to town. Alterin's favorite waste of cash. The big show is parked just outside the travel district with their colorful tents all set up and waiting to take your hard-earned marks off of your pockets.
Is it the greatest show?
It's Man. A show.
Aw.
It's Aww. A show.
Aw.
The musical numbers leave a little to be desired. But you should see that huge jacked man.
Well played. That was a well good lineup for that.
No. Don't even lie like that.
But he's not lying.
Yeah, that's in a cage.
Yeah.
I love how Felix is like, the lights are out of my
shaking your head in the darkness.
Oh, I have an issue.
Oh, geez,
you
okay.
Guys almost killed me last time while I was editing the show. The egg puns.
Yes. Left your brain a little scrambled?
No, stop. Don't stop.
Josh, you promised you'd go over easy on him.
They went over easy.
So. No more. No more. Please. Please. They're I can't handle a second episode that I have to edit with puns like that.
These egg yolks are just too runny, you guys. We just have to keep going.
This is no yolk. We should really stop with these egg puns right
oh,
now.
Oh, wait. It wasn't the Manipul.
You know, it... the eggs and you will be running.
Wait. It wasn't the Manipul. It was Otaku Show, wasn't it?
Yes, it was Anime Otaku Show.
Yeah, because we made Justin do the signature Felix. Oh, God damn it.
Yes, we had oh, God damn it.
I helped!
Again, you should really, like, inside baseball, this is the first session of the game.
Yeah,
of the
set. Again, you can always tell when it's the first session.
First Felix session is just, like, backed away from his computer, just shaking his head at all of us.
I'm not ready for this. I am not prepared.
I try every day. I meditate.
Yeah, but you post images into that channel on the Discord,
right? Hashtag geek-io.net/discord.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
Yes. Hashtag.
Bang Discord. Wait. Yeah. That doesn't work here.
No.
Hey, you still bang Discord. It's okay.
Whoa.
All right. So we have the carnival outside town. Do we get to see the tricorn with the horn attached with twine?
Well, you don't know just yet because you haven't gone. Because to be fair, you guys did leave dinner with the prince later in the evening. Probably not the best idea to head out this late at night. You'll get a better experience in the daytime when you have the whole day to really, you know, poach yourself in the carnival experience.
I have a question.
Yes!
Not relating to that, but is there, like,
thank
any...
you, Josh. Fucking thank you. Thank you for never letting a yoke die.
Is there any like lead up, or is it just the carnival trailers and stuff just arrive? Is there no
well,
sort
that,
of like
that's what they do? They're a traveling caravan of entertainers. They move from kingdom to kingdom, city to city.
But and... wouldn't like at least the people who know the city know that they're coming and be able to make plans for it?
Well, but yeah, there's no other festival around it. Like, there's no parade or anything. It's
not, no,
like,
it's not a big announced thing because it's not officially affiliated with any individual kingdom. It's just a thing that shows up, and it's usually good for, like, especially right now, the crown prince and the officials are probably pretty happy that it showed up because everyone could use a little bit of a morale boost at the moment.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, like, if the village, like the, not the village, God, the city watch people, like that are like watching the roads and stuff leading up to the city, they would probably have a few hours advance notice when the wagons first appear on the horizon.
Because so, they're not easy to miss.
Yeah. So somebody who like has friends in the military might get wind of, oh, hey, guess who was spotted coming into the city? They should be here by evening.
Yeah. The watch will know. The watch always knows.
But who watches the watchman?
But I think the...
Zack Snyder.
So were we going to wait until the next day? Because I know when we cut off last time, we had discussed just kind of checking it out
that night. Well, I mean, I suppose that's really ultimately up to you guys, because while you can just go and check it out now, again, it's already heading towards sunset. You know, doubt that these guys have the sophisticated lighting system that Tolvera itself does.
Be brave. You know,
to keep things bright for, you know, their patrons. And it would make, you know, more sense to head out in the daytime, but I'm not saying you have to do it. If you want to go now, you can go now. So it's really up to you guys. Well, those of you who
are here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just Fragul, Valfreya, and Calabras.
Yes.
Can we go to the carnival?
God, you're such a child sometimes. Bargul.
Might not hurt to have a little bit of fun before we head out, but as long as we're meeting our primary obligations first.
Well, I guess if we're waiting for something.
I've only heard of these carnivals. Never actually been to one.
I'll get dressed in something more comfortable.
Like armor? Yeah.
These pants are not very comfortable.
Fair enough.
The tailor didn't check the inseam.
Yeah. I'll meet you there at the carnival.
Friends jokes.
Oh, sure. That episode. Yes, Remy, what do you want to do?
It would arguably be advisable for me to stay at the inn.
Quick out of character question, Josh. Did the prince give us any other assurances for Remy or anything like that?
I mean, he made it pretty clear to his, you know, top advisors what the case was with this. So if that information is not disseminated quickly throughout the ranks of the kingdom, he's not going to be a happy prince.
Okay. Well, the prince has welcomed you into the city. I wouldn't take your cloak off just yet, but...
But I like my cloak.
Not you.
Not you.
Calabras is walking off and you just hear, not you!
I'm sure it'll be fine.
If you'd rather go back, that's okay, but... You have a little bit more liberty now that the prince has guaranteed you safety.
I appreciate it, but I'm gonna go get changed anyway.
That was talking to Remy.
Not you.
Not you.
Episode title, not you. Calabras.
Oh, okay. I mean,
to be fair, the with the low lighting, no one's gonna see. But
hey, check out the undead guy. Whoa. Poke him with a stick. I wouldn't do that if I were you. The stick pokes back.
Ah! No, that's Kai. He just grows a new stick and throws it at you.
Poke me with a stick, will ya?
Oh, that was Wolf
I
Boy.
Summon infinite sticks!
In attack mode.
Infinite stick, no jutsu!
I
don't...
Okay, so we're going to the carnival? Or we're going to this...
Yes, you're going to the carnival, Raul.
Yay, Franco's happy.
Is Remy coming with us, or did he decide to go back anyway?
He's going to take the chance and accompany you since you made such a fuss about it.
Aw.
Yeah, Remy. I put a hand on Remy. Let us go and be merry. I hear these carnivals are obligated to be fun.
Obligated to be fun. There's an episode title.
Obligated to be fun.
And episode title.
And done.
All right. So the party proper is going to make their way to the outskirts of the city to just beyond the travel district where the tents are set up.
Hey, Dale, we're the party improper.
Yay! I haven't had that feeling ever before.
Anybody's familiar with your work.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Geekyardio.net.
Yeah. Obligated. No, obligated to be fun. What was it?
Yes, obligated to be fun.
Obligated to be fun. Yes.
Obligated to be fun. Also, let me know when you need that soundtrack. I'm
on. Sequel to Dare to Be Stupid. And yeah, as I mentioned to the party proper, as it stands at the moment, the word is spreading pretty quickly around town that the carnival has shown up. So the party improper, or party part second.
Electric no, Boogaloo. I like improper party. I like improper party.
You guys do eventually catch wind in passing from people that, hey, there's a little bit of entertainment on the outskirts of the city if you're inclined to have your mind taken off of more serious business.
Jokiro looks at Sadie and Sylvia after...
And you can see Sadie is just bouncing going, please, 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 without saying a word. You can see her super excited, hands in front of her face going, big eyes like, please...
Cotton candy.
Do you want to go?
Duh!
Yeah, I like it. Yes.
You both entertainment in the sky.
You both could use some R&R after all of the excitement that's been happening.
That's...
And plus, it's always an opportunity to market yourself.
True. It is a good platform. And it's a lot of out-of-towners, too, so if...
Exactly.
Show off my entertainment in the sky...
You may just want to make sure that you're not just firing it off everywhere, though, but, you know, you... I can almost guarantee, though, that...
Hey, happens to some guys.
If you use your brains about this, this could be a way for you maybe even to get out of the academy.
Oh, she'll never leave the academy, Jokiro. You know that.
Yeah.
She's married to it.
Sylvia kind of like does the awkward look at feet and keep.
I mean, like mother, like daughter. So I can't say too much. I mean, I have any room to talk.
Nope.
Exactly. I'm not gonna pull out your skeletons out of the closet.
Yeah. Me skeletons are better left in there. You know that. But yeah, you guys, I just bought you those dresses. It's a perfect opportunity for you to try them on, and yes. bring a small sample of your entertainment, and I'm sure we can get some very interested parties.
Should I go with light colors or kind of dark colors? I don't know what I'm in the mood for.
I've not really got too far into the makeup of your entertainment. How much gunpowder in there?
Sylvia kind of cocks an eyebrow up. Gunpowder?
Gunpowder.
Saltpeter.
Yeah. How much sulfur you be using?
None?
Then how the hell do you make it explode?
You don't want to know the answer to that, sir.
If you're not be using sulfur, how you be making it explode? No, I'm very curious. I need to know.
It's actually powdered coffee.
Come changed. Come
powdered
on,
non-dairy
come
creamer.
Let's go.
Actually eggs. It's actually eggs.
Eggs.
Explosions.
Explosions.
I hate all of you.
In the sky.
I hate all of you. Every single one. You're all dead to me.
But I mean, that's a good thing for you, isn't it?
That means we're useful to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For a necromancer to say we're all dead to you, it doesn't mean a whole lot.
I love you so much, you're all dead to me.
He unmuted his microphone to shake his head at us and then remuted it.
I unmuted it again.
Visual gags on an audio podcast.
Right.
Sylvia, don't say another word. Let's go.
No, what? But I need to know, bright or dark?
Where the sundress I got you? It's nice and bright.
No, I know that, but what colors?
No, we wear the dark ones tonight.
Oh no, what colors for the color? What colors for the
for the boom?
No, not explosion. Entertainment in the skies.
About using the E word.
I would say probably bright because you don't want to because there may be lights, but I'm fairly sure that you will be able to light it up a little bit more.
Oh. Okay.
But remember, small amounts. We don't want to be giving it away for free all the time.
Yeah, but they have... Hmm. I actually never thought about putting it together.
There is marketing, and then there is losing profit. I've been working at the Hand for too many years to not know how to make a profit.
You can't have one without the other. Yeah, marketing and profits. Marketing.
That sounds like a horrible presentation you had to sit through, Dale, and I'm sorry.
I've had some terrible marketing presentations out of character. I like how I had to exclaim out of character for that. But they're all the same size.
Then just bring a few shells. We also don't want you to accidentally explode like the last time.
I didn't explode.
The pants that I had to seam up beg to differ.
I was just picking up a pen.
The people whose memories I had to wipe beg to differ.
Well, it's not my fault they can't handle me.
It's my fault I don't want you in a cell. Little bit.
A little bit.
Thank you. That's all I ask.
Okay, I'll bring... My normal bag carries 4. So how about 2?
No, the 4 should be okay.
4 should be okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll figure that out at home. I think I've got some tubes at home.
Okay. No problem. Yeah, we should probably go ahead and get up there and do some changing, because I don't really want to be going to a festival in my work outfit.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm laughing.
As he glares at you.
No, I'm just laughing at that.
I understand there'd be a time and a place for work outfits.
No, I know. And I'm going to hang that up for this, because bunny tails don't really sell.
They sell something.
bunny tails and sell. Entertainment in the sky don't mix. They're very flammable.
Exactly, feminine voice in the sky.
Feminine voice in the sky.
You just heard that was the passing thoughts of some random passerby who happened to catch part of your conversation.
Yeah, there you go.
Not you!
Yeah, not you!
Okay.
See you at the festival. Okay, well, should we...
She was family.
I mean, we will never see her again.
No, well, we might. I don't know.
I'm your landlady,
you dicks.
I own this house. We've been through this. I pay ridiculous taxes every single year so I can own this house.
Also, how did you let a man lady into your house?
A man lady?
That's what I heard. Sorry, that's
Land. So we are going to the greatest show.
Oh, landlady. Sorry, I heard man lady. I got very confused, and I just like, I'm the man lady, and you're like, I paid ridiculous taxes on this house. I got super confused.
And we are back to fine Manapool form.
You can't have one without the other. Yeah, man lady and taxes. Man lady and taxes.
Put that in the show bot, please.
Okay.
It's good to have you guys back.
I missed you guys. All right. So we're going to go to the house and get changed.
Alrighty. So one preparation montage later.
And it's like it's like a little mixed music video where we're all just like half getting changed and then half having pillow fights and putting makeup on each other, me and Sadie.
Oh man,
that's a reference that no one else but me listens to, because I'm the only one that listens to top 40 pop music regularly.
Well, meanwhile, I'm just thinking of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and the Sexy Getting Ready song. which is a parody of those montages.
Right.
Incoming map change!
It'll work! Though yours seemed to work, mine always failed.
Aw.
Not sure exactly why or how. I'm not changed. Where am I?
Boom.
Oh. Oh, it's right. Fuck, I'm still as DM. Shit.
Boom.
Hold on.
Aw.
Quit spying on the nuanced pie chieftains.
Wow.
They're my favorite thing. Rejoin this player.
Rejoin this player.
Boom. Boom.
Ooh, there. Once I get all the TVs colored, I need to make us little tokens.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be useful.
Where is Calabres?
Right next to you?
No, I mean in the... Whatchamacallit? In roll 20.
Oh, in roll 20.
Oh,
he's
you
right
know what?
Next to you.
I'm jumping in right now.
No, he's saying that, yeah, Felix, for some reason in this game that we have this system that we use to play... was not signed in to use the system that we play.
And his avatar is still broken. I don't know why, but that just makes me happy.
Ah, that's cool. That's cool.
It's nice to know that, you know, the more some things change...
the more they stay the same.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes, I get to mock with a bad Jamaican accent now. Yes!
So what? it's just me, Valfreya, and Remy because did Calabres, was he just going to go change and then join up back with us?
Yes.
But the tokens still need to be on the map because this is where everyone's going to be. The map is mostly a placeholder.
Sidebar, I do like this bright yellow spring dress, though. This is really good.
Okay. I know. I knew it would look good on you. I know it would look good on my girls.
That's not a little disturbing.
You took that.
Dude, I could dress my daughter like there's nobody's business.
Like there's nobody's business.
Because it is nobody's business.
Exactly.
Hey.
Also, knowing how to pick out for kids of any gender is a dad skill.
Exactly.
Dad skill.
He
plus
can't
one.
Dress himself, but he can dress his children.
Oh.
And that's a lot more important.
Also, I do apologize to my players because this is going to be slightly confusing because there's going to be two sets of grids on this map if you need to move yourselves around.
Oh boy.
Why?
Because the map image I used for this map had its own grid built in, and I could not, for the life of me, after hours of fighting, not get the grids to line up!
Mine did, like, I had a bunch of mine that did the same thing, so I tried as hard as I could to get it as close as possible.
I think you can make the lines black so that they pop out more.
Anyway, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, just use the ruler, it'll be fine.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you got the tokens still snap to grid. It's just, there are two grids, and unfortunately the darker of the two is the one that's wrong. Like, for whatever reason, the grid on it is slightly rectangular.
Odd.
But anyways...
Anyway, we're at the carnival now, aren't we?
Yes. Boop, 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 doop, 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 doop. Exactly.
Thank you for that. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I don't think I have any appropriately cheerful music on the old soundboard here.
Man, you're making me produce on a show that I don't produce.
That's kind of cheerful-ish.
It's mystical.
I have it all off, so I don't know.
Cheerful wedding for a wedding? Cheerful weather for a wedding? What is this?
It's a good day for a white wedding?
That's not carnival music. Well, that's a movie title.
That'll work. Anyways, yeah, you guys head outside the city limits. It does take you a little while to get there. The sun is pretty close to set at this point. I mean, it was an early dinner with the prince, but it wasn't super early. It wasn't, you know, a dinner or anything like that. You make it through the travel district without too much of a fuss. There is a lot of, there is a good bit of outbound traffic from Tolvera at the moment, because people are, you know, leaving the city for the time being, considering everything that just happened. And of course, there are a decent amount of people still, even in the evening hours, heading towards the carnival itself, which it's not really a carnival, even though we keep referring it to as one. I mean, there's no rides, stuff like that. It's hard to classify as a carnival, but you know, it's entertaining.
Is it more circusy than carnival-y?
It is more on the circusy side. Most of their attractions are, you know, the horse with three horns stapled to its head, and sideshow acts, things like that. There are, you know, games of skill that are totally not rigged, things of that nature.
I mean, that is a carnival, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, most people, when you know, yeah, carnival generally has the connotation of, like, you know, Ferris wheel, spinning cups.
There's the new hit show, the man lady and the land lady.
The man lady.
Man land lady.
Gender pronouns are confusing.
But yeah, you guys head out towards that general area. As you are walking along the path to the travel district, I mean, regardless of which side you're looking at, one side or the other is going to be first to notice, oh, hey, there's some familiar people.
You guys were famous.
So Calibrat isn't with me, right?
No, there's no sass at the moment.
Okay.
The sass is back home getting his armor on.
I came with Remy and Fragul because parental supervision.
And let's be fair, Remy is nothing if not noticeable.
Right.
You don't see a whole lot of 10-foot creatures walking around.
Yeah, I absolutely look at them and I nudge Sylvia. Sylvia, isn't that your friends? The ones we saw at the palace?
Balfreya, have you ever been to a carnival?
Couple here and there. My people do have our own celebrations as well, of course, but I've always tended to miss this particular one. They always tend to be where I'm not.
They look familiar.
No, I can guarantee I saw the bear at the palace.
Out of character, Sylvia and I have been introduced. We were in the library and I was the only one who understood the entertainment in the sky.
Yes. Wait, I've met...
You've met everybody.
I've met everyone.
Fragul doesn't
more experience with Calibras.
Fragul doesn't recognize them because there's no bunny outfit.
Fragul is too busy. Like, he's too distracted with the festival going on right now.
Right. He's like, ooh.
And, yeah, you are super familiar with Fragul as well because he was a fighter at the arena.
Yeah.
And well, let's face it. You see one talking bear, you've seen them all.
Embarrassed?
It's not my fault all you giant talking bears look the same.
Oh, Valfrey, look, there's a test of strength. I'm gonna go try it.
Go for it.
That is definitely the bear that I heard at the palace.
There is no mistaking that voice. It's very loud.
We should go say hello.
Lead the way. You know them more than I do.
You haven't met them yet?
No, I only met the Metal Man.
Oh. The Metal Man.
The Metal Man.
Yeah, I only met your boyfriend, the Metal Man.
He's not my boyfriend! Stop it! He's your boyfriend. Yes. Anyway, so
Joker's definitely a dad.
Yeah,
the daughter, male companion, definitely a boyfriend.
Definitely not a boyfriend. I walk over. Well, can we visibly see
the 6 foot and a half tall bear? Yes, you can visibly see.
The 6 foot and a half tall bear, the six foot and some change dark skinned woman, and the 10 foot tall walking cloak.
Yes, they are quite visible.
Okay, let's. let's walk over there and say.
Funny enough, Calabras is arguably the least suspicious.
That's not something I'm used to at all, ever.
Not to mention, you would have remembered Velfreya showing up, this crazy Torun lady with the long white coat, showing up and teleporting your friends away from the arena.
Yeah, I think this might be the inverse character knowledge versus player knowledge of Dale forgetting that he's actually been on this show.
All right. Again, it's been 9 months since I've recorded this show.
You know, most times it's hard to misplace, you know, things that you're not supposed to know, or things that you're supposed to know. Dale, no, Dale just has forgotten literally everything.
It has been a while. Yeah. So we walk over towards Valfreya and Fagor.
So, along with Sylvia, who you know is about 6'2" Silva that you've probably seen at the hand. He is wearing a pretty loose fitting shirt and pants with no shoes because F shoes, and a awesome what we would traditionally call a fedora.
He's got a dad hat.
And he tips and waits while he just walks up behind Sylvia.
Valfreya?
Oh, Professor Hughes.
Sylvia, please. I'm not at the academy.
Professor Hughes, that sounds very familiar.
This is Sylvia. We met her at the academy. Remember, she was the one with the entertainment in the sky.
Entertainment with the sky.
Shiny lights in the sky, Fruggle.
I remember the shiny lights, but I don't. Lady.
Waitress at the Coliseum.
Oh, the bunny lady.
Bunny lady. There you go.
Hopefully, I just kind of looks at you, bunny lady.
And Jokuro, because he's wearing glasses that are utterly useless. just literally. The bunny lady.
She hates my job.
Is funding for the academy that bad?
No, she just likes having a part-time job. Hello, I am her father. My name be Jokuro. You be staying at the hand, right?
Yes, I think I've seen you around. Velfreya Illyria holds out her hand to shake it.
And bows and takes it. Pleasure is all mine.
My name is Fragul.
Jokuro, how you be?
High five.
Follows the motion. Not exactly sure, but just rolls with it. Like, however you want to be greeted,
what his intent is meant to be.
However you want to be greeted, shake hand, whatever, high five. He does it.
How's things? I haven't seen you guys in what seems like forever, but probably has been like 2 days.
Well, we saw you this morning briefly.
Awesome.
We've been a little bit preoccupied with everything that happened. His Highness wanted to talk to us about the events of last night.
Wanted to talk to you guys?
So that's the reason why we were told not to bother with you guys. You guys are way VIPs.
Apparently, we were... She kind of lowers her voice because there's people around. We were there.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Dave be more of you, right? Where the rest of you?
Two of our friends had to excuse themselves after what happened, and Calabras will be here. We just got back from the palace, and he wanted to not be at the carnival in fancy clothes.
Ah, yes.
Wait, is that the guy with the armor?
Yes, that's the guy with the armor. What's your name?
I was told I'm not allowed to play with it.
This be my other daughter. This be Sadie.
Nice to meet you, Sadie.
Hello,
and I
Sadie.
A handful of sweets in my mouth because that's what I do.
I lower my palm down to. Oh wait, how tall is Sadie?
You're almost 7 feet tall, Fruggle. It's probably down. She's a human.
Okay, I lower my hand down.
Like 5'5"
5'5"
So almost everybody in this party is at least a foot taller than you.
Yeah.
Low five?
Too slow.
Literally hand all the way down.
Too slow.
Yeah, Jokiro actually, because of the length of his arms, was able to do the high five with you and not have an issue. Like, right. Didn't even have to jump. Just.
And this is our friend Remy.
Ah, yes, the one with the special room.
Indeed.
Ah, I see why now. Hello, my friend. How ye be?
Man, you're tall.
That is one way of putting it. I believe the correct connotation is a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Well, Freya just kind of nods at Remy.
I want to try and get a read on him.
No, Joker, don't.
Go right ahead.
Okay, just because obviously we weren't there at, whatever happened. Is he in the tree form that Kai and Amy left him in previously, or...
He's mostly cloak now, right? Because the soldiers kind of ripped it off, ripped off the tree.
They trimmed him down a little bit.
Am I getting primarily from him with a 26 in influence?
Well, see, here's the thing. You are getting something from him. The problem is you have never read anything like it. Picture what would happen if you were like on a radio dial and you're getting static, channel of something you've heard before from somebody in the nearby area, static, and
it's
then
it's called like, by Drake.
You get like something in a foreign language that you've never heard before, Google translated into another foreign language you've never heard before, backwards.
Ooh, it's called by Drake.
Filter.
CJ, I like shapes.
Yeah, you see Jokiro's pupils get real small and then dilated real quick and visibly wince.
Are you all right?
Sorry, a bug must have flown in front of my face.
There's no bugs here.
I disagree. As he stares at you.
Don't mind him. He's weird. Let me tell you.
Bugs are elsewhere.
Sadie just reaches into her.
There are bugs literally everywhere. And
wash your glasses off.
Yeah, he pulls out a cloth from his pocket and pulls off his glasses and cleans them. Oh man, sorry about that. I'm not the biggest fan of bugs.
But Freya, what's a pretzi?
A
pretzel?
Oh, you've never had a pretzel, man.
Never had a pretzel!
Oh my goodness!
It's made of bread and it's delicious. Let's go get some.
My friend, let me and you. I'm gonna show you some good time.
Oh, this is my first festival.
Oh ho, 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 my friend! The silver be famous for our festivals!
You've never been to a you've never had cotton candy?
Cotton. Oh, you never had cotton candy!
Cotton candy?
This is gonna... My friend, Fragu, we gonna make your night. We gonna make your life.
But first, pretzels. So we kind of pops up with light bulb above her head.
No, we let him go get the sugar first. That way he has a pot. That way he can wear it out before he had to go home. I do not want to be the one who has to clean up his room.
Always ruining my plan.
Logic, me dear. Fragu, me friend, he takes your paw and holds it in his hands. Let us go get you some cotton candy.
I know what cotton is.
Of course.
I know what cotton is.
I know what cotton is. Doesn't taste very good. Candy tastes good.
No. You like this.
Imagine a cloud made of sugar. And if you eat more than one bag of it, I'm going to have Calabrese knock you out.
No, just give it 2 hours and he'll knock himself out.
That's the plan.
Oh.
Okay, let's go try this cotton candy.
Okay, so you guys, you head into the carnival.
Yes.
Let's just do a little bit of rearranging here. Get everyone all nice and grouped together.
I kind of head over to Jokiro and like kind of mutter as an aside, just remember, you have to clean his room, I have to share it.
Don't worry, me dear. I make sure that he behave himself.
And I'll make sure the room is proper.
That is a deal.
Alrighty, so you guys head into the grounds proper. I mean, like I said, unfortunately, this map is a little bit of a mishmash, but it was the most appropriate thing I could find that had tents and a decent amount of space to work with. There's no, like, guard fencing or anything like that around the perimeter. It's mostly large, bright, colorful tents that have been erected in the area, and, you know, some equally colorful wagons positioned behind them, obviously where everything was unpacked from. And it's carnival atmosphere. There's torches on posts burning away, you know, providing decent amount of light to the area because they're pretty regularly posted. There's all sorts of people from all over the city here. There's food stalls. There is, you know, various carnival style games, tests of strength, tests of accuracy, tests of skill, things like that. And then there are the, you know, the larger tents themselves that are meant for hosting the attractions.
For hosing attractions.
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes the Fire Eater gets a little too ambitious.
Fair.
Ryan Rushbark.
Ryan Rushbark.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you, Raul.
Thank you, Raul.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, everybody seems to be having a pretty great time considering the tragedy that just struck the city. This is, you know, pretty much exactly what the doctor ordered. It's bright, it's colorful, it's loud. You know, the food vendors are, you know, shouting for people to come sample their wares. The barkers are calling out from the main tent, you know, come see the strong man.
Oh, sorry, wrong barker.
Well, I mean, there are a few of the beast men. I mean, this is an all species kind of event.
Aww.
I love those guys. They're fantastic. Your friend Kai, he was one of them, right?
Yes, he was, actually.
Ah, I love them. They're travelers. But they're always so well-behaved.
He's a good boy.
Exactly.
But yeah, you guys are pretty much free to mill about and see what you want to see, do what you want to do, and have some fun.
Fragu, my friend, blue or red?
Blue.
Yeah, the next one.
Blue.
I get you a big old bag of blue cotton candy. Here you go, my friend.
It's fluffy.
Yes, just reach your paw in there and shove it in your face. Sadie, show him how it done.
I'm just imagining Sadie doing it like that gif of the Asian woman.
Yeah, by the way, I give Sadie the same size bag that I give Fragul.
I'm not surprised.
I reach my entire paw.
Like the top of her head off the top of the bag, and it goes down to her kneecaps.
So
I
Papa Joe.
Have at it. I just yes.
You're a brave man.
I'm going to be calming down a lot of people tonight.
Why did you do this? You
did
this
because
it's a party, baby. We have to party.
So Fragu takes a little bit of it at first.
No!
Let him.
Sadie reaches her hand and takes the biggest mouth. All of it.
Girls, let him try it.
No, stick it all in your mouth.
Shove it in your gob.
Shove it in your gob.
Jokiro pulls Valfrey off the side. Not just let them have fun. Just let them have their fun. I promise you, my dear, it will all be fine.
Fragu just puts a little bit on his tongue. It's just like,
no.
Oh, and like Fragu's eyes kind of like dilate a bit. Wow, that is good. And then he just like sticks his whole snout. Fragu puts his whole snout down his inside the bag and just like,
there you go, my friend.
There you go.
he gets his stat out. There's no cotton candy left in the bag, and
except
he's got a little
boop,
bit
on the
boop of his nose.
On the boop of his nose,
where you would boop his snoot is the only place that there is.
And
wait,
then,
that's not the official name for that piece of anatomy.
No, yes,
I do the Scooby Doo and I bring my tongue out and I lick my.
Do the Scooby Doo.
And everyone here knows that reference.
That made Gale snort. I love it.
And it's like, wow, that was incredible.
I know, right?
Oh, wait until you have a pretzel.
Oh, yes. Let's have a pretzel.
Quick question before we keep going.
Yes, sir.
What is the weather like?
It's pretty clear sky tonight. I mean, it's as it starts getting darker, it gets, you know, starrier. There's not a whole lot of clouds out at the moment. Most of them are off on the edges of the horizon coming in from across the water. So it's going to be a ways before you have to worry about anything resembling weather.
So it's not really cold at all?
No, I mean, you're still in the warmer season, so it's going to be a little cooler, but it's not... It is by no means cold.
Okay. All right, then.
Which, by the way, fellow Tampa Bay Circle Jerk members, how fucking gorgeous was today?
Right? Oh. We went out to the Paw Fest today, and it was fucking amazing.
Paw Fest? Fragu has paws.
Ago or in 2 weeks' time? Shut up now.
So I'm going to ask for a little bit of GM leniency here. As he's seeing Valfreya look a little bit anxious at what she has to worry about, I want to put a hand on her shoulder and soothe her a little bit.
Well, you're going to need the right metal for that, first of all.
Ooh.
Miss Ford reference. I see what you did there.
That was a Miss Ford reference.
That was specifically for Carrie.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
I thought
guys.
You were going for Soothe Bell.
Well, that would work too. We do enjoy the Pokemon references.
Yes. But yeah, not enough to like, but just kind of give the, you know, just the feel of it. And I'll roll if I need to.
Go ahead and give me a roll. All
right.
Just because.
18.
Obviously, with exploding dice, things can go wrong.
Make her head explode.
Give her a headache or a migraine or make her irrationally angry.
An 18 is about what I wanted to roll on that one. High enough to get like a power level 1 kind of thing, but not like.
So, as far as Valfreya is concerned, you can feel a sort of like soothing wave emanating from the Silva.
So do I know it's coming from Jokiro?
I mean, assuming he's not trying to hide the fact that he's the one initiating the effect, yeah.
Yeah, I'm asking both of you.
Yeah, I'm not like I'm trying to. I'm not directly saying, "Hey, I'm gonna mess with your mind," but you know, I'm not trying to be super stealthy about it. But yeah, I'm not like I'm not broadcasting that it's me doing it.
But I can sort of like feel it from your hand. Like I feel a dad hug from just your hand, basically.
Exactly. Yeah.
Aww.
And I look at her as we're walking to the pretzel stand, and Fragul is probably literally skipping.
Frolicking.
But yeah.
Fragulicking.
Fragul and I are skipping along the pretzel stand, like our elbow. And
The girls and the bear are skipping along and frolicking. I put my hand on her shoulder and go, "I told you everything will be okay."
She'll kind of like raise her eyebrow at you, like not the mom eyebrow, but the like, "I am intrigued" kind of eyebrow.
Your ideas intrigue me, and I wish to subscribe to your newsletter.
I am so looking forward to the fan fiction about the girls and the bear. Make it a spin-off series.
I smile knowingly at her.
This mustard is too hot.
Oh.
Three pretzels, please, kind sir.
Go ahead.
Can I see if I'm feeling anything from what Jokiro was doing?
Well, I mean, how so? Obviously, you were feeling something from him.
Basically, I want to do a prescience check.
Okay.
That is a 6.
No.
It's like being hugged by dad.
So I've had bread again, before.
Considering your experiences at the Seal of His Hand, it's not too terribly surprising for you to find yourself calmed by the presence of one of them, because everybody knows just how lovable these apes are.
Yes, this one just seems to be a little bit more direct as a calm down than a,
than... So I don't actually, like magically feel anything, but intellectually I know there's something going on.
Most likely. I'm sure you felt something. I'm sure either you've studied people who have felt this kind of thing or felt it directly yourself.
In this episode of Carrie Mishears Thing, I totally heard, I'm sure you've studied feel boop.
I swear half of all our shows is just show titles.
You just, after how long you're just realizing that now?
So, Sadie and Sylvia, what? I've had bread before. What makes this different?
Salty. Lots of salt. Salty? All of the salt. Yeah, it's salty bread. Deep fried. Or baked.
Wait a second. Dokura, we need cheese.
Didn't order cheese. What do you want me to do about it?
Can I get a cinnamon one too?
If they have it, sure. Don't know what to. I'm not sure what you. What you. You are a grown woman. What you asking me for? I've given you what you. You have what you getting.
You got your allowance. Do what you want. You're a grown woman. I don't know what you're asking me for. I gave you your allowance.
While this is happening, Velfreya is suddenly not standing next to you anymore. She didn't walk away. She's just gone.
Aww.
Blank. Look.
A couple moments later, she appears back next to you, and she's holding whatever this world calls elephant ears.
Blink. Blink. Okay.
She found the pastry stand!
Have you ever, fast, Torun!
Have you never seen what our people can do? She's now standing behind you.
No, standing behind you, but kind of peering over your shoulder.
Well, you heard her voice coming from behind you.
Yeah. No, and she can't really, unlike what Kai and stuff like that, she can't really look over my shoulder. We're about the same height.
Yeah.
Turn around quick.
He's got big shoulders.
Blink. Not really. You what? Teleporting or what you doing?
Exactly.
Oh.
This is...
Teleporting or what you doing?
Exactly. Or what you doing?
He pulls out from, reaches down to his shirt, pulls out a notebook and... Okay.
Memo to me.
Some of us are better at it than others, but this is our people's primary way of channeling.
Oh, that's fascinating. I've seen theories on it, but I've not actually seen it in person. I take it you're a fan of the flat ears.
Oh, you're out of character. You were talking about the pastry she had.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's not a veiled racial slur.
Did you imagine like a pompous ass elf? I see you're a fan of the flat ears.
I was extra confused because like the Torun, for all that like they do have a drow like coloration, they don't actually have pointed ears. So Velfreya herself would technically be a quote unquote flat ear.
Unlike what Ashley thought, where you would be a fan of the pointed ears, if you know what I mean.
I guess you'll just have to listen and find out.
Right?
No, Kira, those are sweet ears, not flat ears. Can't you see the sugar on top?
Oh, she has this. Oh, I don't ever eat it with the sugar. It messes with me head.
Oh, and then you hear like, oh, that is salty, but so good.
It's so addictive, and the cheese makes it better. Oh my god!
You can put cheese on it too.
Cheese on top of Hagel's pretzel. Try it now.
I just eat the entire pretzel. What's left of it?
I like the noise.
I mean, he's a bear.
Oh boy!
Quiet when they eat.
out of character, I'm waiting for there to be a fish fry stand.
Oh. Oh.
Also, when does Calabrast make it back?
This is mukbang without the food.
Well, I mean, how fast can he move in his armor?
Flash whatever it is he put on, because we don't know if it's armor yet.
I wasn't getting an armor. I was getting in something else.
Oh. Okay.
So you're not restricted
to getting into that spring dress I gave him.
I very awkwardly look at Remy and go, I lower my voice. Do you eat? Me big friend, do you eat?
I'm fine.
Oh, okay. He looks very visibly distressed by this being, but like but him being him, he's like, I'm going to offer myself as, you know, as who he is to everybody, regardless if they bother him physically or not.
It's Phil Freya's turn to put a hand on your shoulder now. He is a friend.
Oh no, I figured he was. It's just yeah.
So, Sadie being Sadie,
if
she's what? Smart, she's gonna look over and realize that here is this big, massive green thing,
or whatever cloak he's wearing.
Curious.
Yeah, what color did you guys make the cloak?
I mean, if it would have been from like Kai and Amy, it would have been leaf green, like it would have been like a foliage looking thing.
So yeah, it's a big leafy, foliagey, greeny cloak of natureness.
I just turned. She Sadie's gonna kind of cock her head to the side. Curious. You're interesting.
That's be fortunate, lightly, dear.
Oh yeah, Remy here. Remy here is a great fighter.
Remy is.
Remy?
I love his friend. Love his coat. Love that he's rocking that green coat though.
Remy.
It makes things less common.
Can I be?
So you be
one?
Oh no, not
sorry, but what are you?
He's a friend.
Okay.
That's fair. Okay.
You be the weirdest looking barrel length I've ever seen.
Hey, don't judge. Sylvia gets real stern.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know some of your assistants be barrel lengths.
You mean my
God, plant people around you, an explosive professor?
My plebs. Ugh, I hate those assistants.
Your former assistants?
I don't know. Kiro, he looks like the Trent in the stories that you used to read to us when we were little. Doesn't he, Sylvia?
A little bit sad. A little.
He be friend, that all be mattering.
Except they were not very nice. But you're a friend, so that's okay. The
lady Valfrey, tell me he be friend.
He actually saved numerous lives last night.
Wow.
I heard some of the rumblings. I hear a lot of things.
I would imagine so. That was not said in a judgmental way, by the way.
Like he still like just looks at Remy and kind of blinks a couple times and looks away.
She just kind of looks at you. I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay, so we've got attractions here. Do we all want to go see a show?
A show? What's the show?
Is your other friend coming? The metal man?
He'll be here soon. I think I don't think we should duck into any tents until he gets here. He said he'd meet us here.
Understood.
What's this thing over here? You hit it with a hammer and you make the little thing go up?
It'd be a test of strength. Sadie can show you how that do.
I can bring him.
Have at it. I think you two were looking great there.
If you can beat a bear at strength game, more power to you, girl.
I don't, darling, you know your sister, I don't think she'll be having too much issues.
Sylvia, you couldn't even pick up the hammer last time, don't even.
Oh, you want to try me? Let's try this. I'm going to pick up this hammer.
You can try, I'll throw it your way.
What do I need to do to pick up the hammer?
Mike, try it.
I think you would still be able to, like, just natively pick up their hand. They're heavy. They're not that heavy.
Oh, but she struggles.
Well, but if she struggles. If she has, you know, a bad grip or something like that, she could drop it.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't have advantage, do I? Or disadvantage? No.
Correct. It's just a flat mic check.
Five!
Yeah, unfortunately, because of the cheese and the pretzel grease,
it's you
go to grab it and it's just whip. That shaft just slides right through your grip.
Shut up! Shut up!
Does she like
lean backwards or something? Like,
as a matter of fact, Calabras, what's your make an agility check for me?
I was about to make the same thing.
How?
Can I make a strength to catch it?
Eight, Rachel.
I think catching it would still be dex because you're like reacting.
All right, let's give it a shot.
Gonna be a dex roll instead.
Hey, 15.
All right, Thor.
Calabres catches the hammer as it flies towards him.
Oh, hey, you made it.
Oh, hey.
Yes.
Maybe I should take that a little more seriously next time.
So, are we doing a test of strength? Is that what's going on here?
Yes, we are. Do you want to turn?
He approaches.
Fragu just punches the
so
pad.
Much sugar going on right now that nobody can pick up the damn hammer.
Oh yeah, as you pass Calabras, Vilfreya will kind of pause you for a second and mutter, "Watch out, they gave Fragul cotton candy."
There's a slight wince, but other than that, no reaction.
Don't worry.
I still have half back.
He'd be fine before I take her back to the room. Don't worry. What do you look like, by the way?
He's actually dressed in fairly simple clothing, but instead of wearing a mask, he's covering his mouth with a scarf.
So cowled mode as opposed to armor mode.
Yeah.
He raises his hand. Jokiro.
Calabras, I think we've already met before.
Oh, sorry, I did not recognize you without the armor.
Yes, I was finding something a little more comfortable.
Understandable.
Calabras! Hi!
Sylvia, he'll nod your direction.
Smirks.
I whisper down to Calabras, Fragu, Calabras, it's the bunny lady.
Jesus!
I think I might have broken it, guys.
So Sadie was reattempting the test of strength, and wait, Calabras still has the hammer. Were you just punching it? And tell the audience members what you rolled.
A 31.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so what happens? What happens? And for thematic purposes, the attendant running the booth, instead of, you know, my exclamation of Jesus was stars above. Because as you hunch down on the lever to launch the bar up. You basically crack the board, the weight goes up and dents the bell.
Joke hero wins.
And is now lodged in there.
Oops. I can fix that.
Sadie.
I think.
How are you gonna fix that?
Adventurers.
Papa!
Calabres hands the hammer back to the attendant.
Papa's gone!
Gone! I'm so sorry, sir. Don't mind my sister. She's
stronger than she looks.
It's okay. These things happen. I should have brought out the other set if I'd known it was an adventure. It's my own fault for assuming. I'm sure Mr. Serdic will forgive me and Dr. Faye.
I can fix it.
You won! Yay!
Hey, hold on! No taking time!
spell say, what was it again? Cedric?
Cyrdec.
Spell.
C-I-R-D-E-C.
Thank you.
Cyrdec the Entertainer.
God damn it!
Obviously it's not going to get used the rest of the night.
Why?
You can listen to the Manipool Wednesdays.
Sorry, just the audible groan that we got out of Felix just there.
Actually, we're out. But anyway.
Also, right. No lie. I've had this character ready for a while because this place you're at right now, while not in this location, if you remember, was one of your options for the very beginning of the game.
Yes, it was.
It's a perfect punch out.
And on that note, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
So wait, before we go, am I going to take this and go fix it tonight? Because I'll be happy to.
They'll take care of that. Just take your prize and go.
What's the prize? What's the prize?
Take
the prize and go. You know, they have an assortment of options, various, you know, plush animals.
Can I get that one? And I point to the biggest one that's almost bigger than me.
It's so fluffy, I could die.
It's a big rainbow-colored unicorn.
Trinicorn.
Sorry, trinicorn, you're right. I'm sorry.
But it looks like this, but in big form. Again, and visual gags on the video podcast.
All right, folks. You can support this show and everything that we do on the Geek.io Network by heading over to patreon.com/geek.io. You can send us all to a festival. If you want to chat with us, you can do so there as well. Geek.io.net/Discord. If you are a Patreon supporter, you get access to a private room that you can help influence the shows that you love and listen to in real time. Also, geekioshow@gmail.com. Make sure you put Manipool in the subject line, as our lovely friend Ashley has learned to do.
Somewhere in the subject line.
Seriously, we love getting emails.
Yes, absolutely. It seriously makes me so happy to hear from you guys. Please send any questions, comments, concerns you have. Send them our way, and we'll be happy to read them on the show. Or if you don't want them read on the show, we'll get back to you. But seriously, don't be afraid to send us stuff.
If you don't have any feedback, questions, or comments, please let us know where we can find a one of those bell repairmen. We need one desperately in this game.
Dale apparently needs more mildly attractive tradespeople in his life. And on that note, we'll see you next week. Bye.
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 Hi, my name is Walter Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?